listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Ruiz, and this is episode number 553. We're talking today about voice technology. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The government is also looking for ways to use voice recognition technology for security purposes. Voice recognition enables consumers to multitask by speaking directly to their Google Home, Amazon Alexa, or other voice recognition technology. By using machine learning and sophisticated algorithms, voice recognition technology can quickly turn your spoken work into written text. Text-based speech processing will be used in the future. In addition, voice technology is Google Duplex wows and scares. A post-screen world emerges with questions that the smart speakers cannot answer. This new world of conversational interfaces tantalizes us and raises new questions about humanity's interactions with AI-driven robots. If the rooms in our homes knew they were empty and adjusted lighting and air conditioning, the gains in energy conservation and lower energy bills could be huge. The question we have is whether or not these buildings are truly useful for humans. How can this help solve such problems? Our answer will depend on how many people understand what technology does to them as well. Voice technology has enjoyed a recent spurt of growth thanks to a comfortability of using voice that has developed among consumers over the past decade or so, the expert said. The only question now is how to make voice technology work more widely and in ways directly correlated to consumer needs, Moser said. COVID-19 has created an urgent need for voice authentication because both fingerprint and facial biometrics have run into issues. We're working with companies like Google Fiber Gigabit as well as AT, which wants this service. We've also been developing some basic features such about users' privacy when talking online. The mass adoption of artificial intelligence in users' everyday lives is also fueling the shift towards voice applications. Voice assistants will also continue to offer more individualized experiences as they get better at differentiating between voices. The push to bring visual and voice capabilities together allow users to further interact with the assistant. Google Assistant can be used for research, development, or educational purposes. In addition, this shared, unchanging human nature provides a stable perspective via which we can assess the impact of emerging technologies. And relatedly, voice technologies are unlocking new ways to serve the deep-rooted human need for meaningful relationships. A range of home assistants can now or will soon be able to distinguish between multiple regular users and serve them appropriately. You don't have this big brain that's only used by your friends as an excuse to make you feel good. But if it is not enough, in order instead and certainly more than just being useful with others, it may also lead us toward better communication. I'm currently working on creating systems where people interact directly through conversations about social media. The tools I use include SMS Messenger, 3D voice chatbot, their ISNT, any way they could connect from one another without their consenting partner within 15 minutes. Those apps are redesigned solely so anyone knows how much each other has been sharing at once. 7. This is all for today, guys. My name is Jonathan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.